On a recent day in downtown Kyiv, with Ukraine seizing the momentum, we asked people to define victory in the war against Russia.
When our territory with Crimea, with Donbas and Kherson will be Ukrainian again, when all the Russian occupiers will be back to Russia, maybe I'll be a little bit rude, but I hope maybe they will come back dead because they're killing our people.
Crimea. For many here, victory includes reclaiming the southern peninsula annexed by Russia in 2014.
We need to make the whole country free, including Crimea. I know there are many people in the European Union who still do not believe in that. I believed and we believe that it happens. Time passes and this happens.
For some, it's about joining military alliances.
In my opinion, we have to join NATO as soon as possible. Only with the support of our partners can we guarantee our independence and well-being. This war made us stronger, more powerful. We started to believe in ourselves more.
And for others, victory is about making Russia pay.
We have to reset our borders to where they were in 1991, when we gained independence from the Soviet Union. But victory is also when Russia will pay reparations to Ukrainians, to all those who have lost their family and their homes in this invasion. Victory means a strong Ukraine that nobody will ever try to conquer again.
The Ukrainian military counteroffensive that retook the entire Kharkiv region back from the Russians certainly has boosted morale. But Ukrainians also know that with Russia still in control of about 75% of the Donbas, more than half of Zaporizhia, and all of the Kherson region, this very well could be a long war.
In a country where for most, the only debate is not if Ukraine eventually will win, but what victory will look like when it does. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.